St. Alphonsus de Liguori once said, "Only a God who is passionately in love with us could ever imagine something that is humanly impossible and unimaginable." Think about that. God is so passionately in love with us that He did something that none of us, humanly speaking, in our right mind, would have chosen. We have seen rich people, wealthy people, powerful people build up big mansions and houses and property and lock themselves behind those high doors. And from time to time, they would visit the poor, but they would never choose freely to live among the poor. They always want to live separated from the rest of the people because they have made it. Yet, the Lord had chosen the King of the universe, the Creator of all things, chose to become one of us, to live like us in all things but sin. And this love is radical, that not only He took flesh and became one of us, He also chose to die for us. Die not only an easy death, but to die a horrifying death, the death of the crucifixion. I don't know about you, but when we read the different accounts of the Roman ways of crucifying somebody, it is a shameless and the most horrific style of death that they give upon someone that they really hate. Because when someone is crucified, and especially when being hung on the cross, ultimately that person dies choking himself to death. Because when one is crucified, the two hands are being spread, and then the body, as it gets tired, slowly stoops down, and the lungs begin to collapse, and that person begins to choke and to run out of air and to die a slow and painful death. The Lord Jesus chose that death for us. He did something unimaginable because He is so passionately in love with us. And most important of all, He is faithful to the promise of His resurrection. And every Mass we celebrated, He did something that is humanly unimaginable and impossible by giving His own body and blood for us. What we see at forms of bread and wine, Jesus, through the sacrament of the Eucharist, give us His own body, His own blood, His soul and divinity for us. All of these things are to affirm of God's passionate and everlasting, unimaginable love for us. So we have to ask ourselves, yes, I know it. I know He loves me. But the question is, how have I loved Him in return? Have I loved Him with the same passion, with the same love, with the same zeal, with the same commitment, with the same self-sacrifice that He had done for me? Or do I still treat Him just like what I said yesterday, simply as a friend with benefits? It's easy to remain a bystander. It is easy to treat God as a friend with benefits. It's easy to stand and to create a distance or a gap with God. But God did not just love us conditionally. He loved us unconditionally. He gave us everything that He could have as a sign of this covenant and this commitment for us. So therefore too, as Christians, as we celebrate Good Friday, we are reminded and are invited the same way to die to ourselves, to crucify to our own pride the things that still hinder us from loving God totally and completely, Now all the things that are still distracting and deterring us from truly dedicating and giving ourselves to God, die to all the temptation and the distraction and the lesser goods that there are out there in the world. Die to all the things that are not real, and to also let ourselves be pierced by love. To be pierced because we want to love Him in return. Good Friday reminds us of what God had done for us. So we too, as we live Good Friday, may we also contemplate and make a personal and intimate commitment by asking ourselves, what can I do? How can I live my life? And in what ways can I give myself totally, completely, intimately, and personally to God?